Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's weird to say game four could be a statement game, but I think Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, who joins us right now from Baltimore, would agree. We'll welcome in Daryl Ryder, our man on the scene, brought to you by Scene 75 Entertainment Center, voted the top family entertainment center in North America. Daryl, first talk about the impact of those injuries once again for the Browns there in the secondary.
Yeah, you know, they're only going to have one of their starters available to them, Demaryius Randall, returning after spending 2 weeks in the NFL's concussion protocol. So that's the good news. The not-so-good news, Denzel Ward, Greedy Williams are inactive for a second straight game. Of course, both players suffering those hamstring injuries on September 20th. But all's not lost. T.J. Carey, Terrence Mitchell, they were starters a year ago. They'll be on the field once again. And I thought both Carey and Mitchell played really well last week against the Los Angeles Rams. Also, some more good news on the offensive line. Chris Hubbard is active, and he will start at right tackle after missing last week's game with that foot injury. Safety Morgan Burnett, he's still out, and that means Jermaine Whitehead will start in his place as well.
All right, Daryl, Denzel Ward out again. And look, if you can't play, you can't play. Last year, he was kind of inundated with some concussion issues, so obviously player safety is of the utmost importance. But now this is going to be the fifth game he's missed out of the 20 in his career. Meanwhile, yeah. Jalen Ramsey might miss his first game of his career today. Is this cause for concern about Denzel Ward for this Browns team?
Well, I mean, it's certainly not a trend you want to see, especially early in a guy's career. Last year, I think you could say that, you know, that was a little self-inflicted as far as his technique goes. The hamstring situation just seems like a little bit of a fluke. I mean, I understand where you're coming from, Anthony. You miss that volume of games so early in your career. It does raise a little bit of a red flag. You'd like to see him, once he does get back from this hamstring, though, hopefully that does it for missed time for the remainder of the year.
You know, Daryl, looking at the Ravens defense as far as their, I believe they're 27th against the pass. You know, you have Jarvis Landry, you got Beckham. You know, will this be a game that you might see Baker Mayfield be able to put up some numbers, snap out of it, and actually get this Ferrari moving with these parts and pieces that we've been waiting to see?
Yeah, you know, this is, you know, last week I said they needed to run Nick Chubb and get the ball in his hands as much as possible if they were going to beat the Rams. Well, I'm flipping the script this week. I think Baker Mayfield needs to throw it 35 times, and obviously he needs to complete a high percentage of those passes. But if he does, in fact, do that, it is my expectation that the Browns will come out of here with a win. But that being said, you know, Baker's got to certainly get more comfortable in the pocket. The thing that is you know, most concerning is it looks like he's trying to make the big play. And he doesn't have to make the big play. He has players around him now that'll do that for him. And I hate to keep harping on this, but, you know, I was kind of hoping that 89-yard touchdown for Odell Beckham against the New York Jets would have been a little bit of an eye-opener for Baker. It was just a simple 10-yard seam route that, you know, Odell, you know, went the final 79 yards on. And you have players that if you take what the defense gives you, get the ball out quick, take the quick 5-10-yard routes and allow your receivers then to make plays after making the catch, get positive yardage. Whereas what's happening with Baker, he's not doing that. He's bailing out of the pocket. He's rolling right on a consistent basis. Defenses are sniffing it. He can't find anything down the field. Pro Football Focus had a great stat this week, guys. Baker, the top five, holding on to the ball 3 seconds or more, but he's got the worst completion percentage of everyone, about 41%. So Baker's got to get that football out under 3 seconds and take those quick hitters and allow your receivers to do their job and your playmakers to do what they do best, and that's make plays.
Darryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, joining us from Baltimore. Last year, the Cleveland Browns, the last 8 games of the season, one of the best red zone offenses in the NFL. This year, they're tied for 8th worst right now in the league with 32 teams. Is that something you kind of get a sense that Freddie really hit on this week?
Well, you know, listen, they only have 5 offensive touchdowns, okay? Ingram has 5 rushing touchdowns. He has as many rushing touchdowns for the Ravens as, you know, the Browns do. Total as an offense. Yeah, I mean, they definitely need to improve their red zone efficiency. They need to improve their red zone play calling. That's where, to me, it starts. You got to improve your red zone play calling. Freddie Kitchen needs to do a better job. So I'm very interested to see what their approach in the red zone is today. And hopefully we don't get in a 4-down situation where he goes empty and throws it 4 straight times and everyone knows exactly what he's doing. My thing with Freddie right now is I'd like to see him get back to doing what he did last year. The reason he got the job, you know, the tempo and the pacing of the offense being varied, the creativity with the play calling, dip into the bag of tricks a little bit, get creative with this thing. I think that he's been calling plays a little tight these first couple of weeks, and I'd like to see him loosen it up.
You know, Darryl, you look at Lamar Jackson, and he's obviously electric when he gets out of the pocket. He's gonna run that read option. They're gonna set that up. What do the Browns need to do to kind of stay in their rush lanes and contain him, especially on third downs when he's gonna look to maybe extend plays or drives with his feet on third down?
Yeah, you know, he ran for 90 yards last year against the Browns in that season finale. The Ravens hung on. It was 26-24. Ravens put up 296 yards on the ground that day. The word that came out of the locker room this week, and I think it's dead on the money, Garrett, is discipline. The Browns have to be extremely disciplined defensively. You mentioned it. They got to stay in their lanes. The problem is that a guy like Lamar Jackson, he almost coaxes you into getting out of your lanes and not being disciplined. That's how good he is. But if they continuously set that edge and hem him in, as Sheldon Richardson said earlier this week, cage baby Vic a little bit, I think that they'll be okay. But when he gets out of the pocket and he tucks and runs, he's like another running back, and Baltimore has the most prolific rushing attack in the NFL right now at over 215 yards per game on the ground.
Darryl Ryder is our beat reporter. Join us right now on the hotline. Get you ready for Browns football. A couple quick questions. One of them is about Odell Beckham and some interesting comments this week about him trying to find his footing, not in the offense, but in the locker room, trying to be a leader. How would you characterize so far the entire Odell Beckham experience through 3 games with the Browns?
It's been interesting, but it's been what I expected it to be. I said this when they traded for him, and I maintain it. He is the NFL's version of LeBron James. Everything that he says is scrutinized, dissected, torn apart, criticized, but also too, he is very insightful and introspective, much like LeBron is when you talk to him. I mean, you really have to pay attention, you know, to when he speaks, and there's meaning behind his words. So I think that he's respectful of the situation that he came into, and I don't think he's trying to lead by saying that he's a leader. I think he's trying to lead just by going out and doing his job and doing the work and, you know, putting it in. He has fun on the practice field, no question about it. On Friday, I saw him, he had a bottled beverage in his hands, going through one of the drills, catching footballs, you know, with one hand and that. Like, he's fitting in. Like, I don't think it's a situation where he doesn't, like, fit in with the team. I want to make that very clear. But I do think that, you know, he's trying to make sure that he's not overshadowing Baker Mayfield as maybe the primary leader on offense or within the locker room, that he's you know, I don't think that he feels the need to get up in front of the entire team and give a big rah-rah speech or anything like that. But I don't really observe any negatives in regards to Odell Beckham's time with the Browns to this point.
All right, Daryl, prediction time today. I saw Dustin Fox woke up. He said, I'm feeling good about this one today. How are you, Daryl? You're there. You know how loud that place is, one of the loudest venues in the NFL. You know how hard it has been for the Browns to win games. Or when's the last time they won there?
The only time that they've won here in the John Harbaugh era was in 2015. Remember, that was the Josh McCown record game that they won in overtime, 33-30. That's the only time they've beaten John Harbaugh here. He's 10-1 against the Browns in this building.
So, do they get it done today?
I do. I think the Browns win this one. I'm taking them 31-24, and I think that this is the game that Baker Mayfield and this offense gives us a taste of what we've all been waiting
31,
for.
31. So they've scored 5 touchdowns so far this year. You think they get 4 today?
Yep. I think this is the day that we get to see this offense do what we thought it'd do.
All right, beautiful. Daryl, we appreciate it. We hope that is exactly what transpires today. Enjoy your stay in Baltimore. Daryl, appreciate you joining us.
You got it. Enjoy the game. Talk to you tomorrow morning.
All right, there he is, Daryl Ryder. He'll be on tomorrow morning, of course. 6 to 10, you can hear us, Ken Carmen, with me, Anthony Lyman. That was the man on the scene, brought to you by Scene 75 Entertainment Center, voted the top family entertainment center in North America. Man, I'll tell you what, they have 5 touchdowns in 3 games with this high-powered, explosive, somewhat expensive offense. Well, it will be when guys in their contracts come up. They get 4 today. I think that'll erase everything that went down through the first 3 weeks for a lot of Browns fans.
Now, I ain't saying nothing. They did get 4 touchdowns. I ain't saying nothing about Baker or Freddie.
All right.